यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुनातीरावनचारी यमुनातीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जाए। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जाए। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जाए। श्री नित्यानंद त्रयोदशी महामहोत्सव की जाए। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। वी वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर टुडेज मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास ऑन द ईव ऑन ओकेशन ऑफ लॉर्ड नित्यानंद प्रभुस डिवाइन अपीयरेंस। वी आर टुडे डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15. Chapter is entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, text number 46. No chet pramattam asad indriya vajisuta nitvotpatham vishayadashyusu nikshipanti ते दस्यवः सहयश्रुतम् अमुम् तमोन्धे संसारकूप उरु मृत्युभये क्षिपन्ति। नो चेत् प्रमत्तम् असदिन्द्रियवाजिसूता नित्वोत्पथम् विषयदश्युषु निक्षिपन्ति। ते दस्य वः सहसुतम् अमुम् तमोन्धे संसारकूप उरु मृत्युभये क्षिपन्ति। नो चेत् प्रमत्तमसदिन्द्रियवाजिसूता नित्वोत्पथम् विषयदश्युषु निक्षिपन्ति। तेदस्य वह सहयसूत्तम अमुम तमोन्धे संसार कूप उरु मृत्यु भये शिपन्ति नो चेत् प्रमत्तम असद इंद्रिय वाजी सूता नित्व
क्षिपन्ति
नोचेत इफ यू डू नॉट फॉलो द इंस्ट्रक्शंस ऑफ अच्युत कृष्ण एंड डू नॉट टेक शेल्टर ऑफ बलराम प्रमत्तम केयरलेस इन अटेंटिव असत विच आर ऑलवेज प्रोन टू मटीरियल कॉन्शियसनेस Indriya, the senses, Vaji, acting as the horses, Suta, the chariot driver, intelligence, Nitva, bringing, Utpatam, to the roadway of material desire, Vishaya, the sense objects, Dashushu, in the hands of the plunderers, Nikshipanti, throw, Te, those, Dasyavaha, plunderers, Sa, with, Hayasutam, the horses and chariot driver, Amum, all of them, tamaha, dark, andhe, blind, samsara kupe, into the well of material existence, uru, great, mrityu bhaye, fear of death, shipanti, throw. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की चार. ट्रांसलेशन. Otherwise, if one does not take shelter of Achyuta and Baladeva, then the senses acting as the horses and the intelligence acting as the driver, both being prone to material contamination, inattentively bring the body which acts as the chariot to the path of sense gratification. When one is thus attracted again by the rogues of Vishaya, eating, sleeping and mating, the horses and chariot driver are thrown into the blinding dark well of material existence, and one is again put into a dangerous and extremely fearful situation of repeated birth and death. Purport. Without the protection of Gaur Nithai, Krishna and Balaram, one cannot get out of the dark well of ignorance in material existence. This is indicated by the word nochet, which means that one will always remain in the dark well of material existence. The living entity must get strength from Nithai Gaur or Krishna Balaram. Without the mercy of Nithai Gaur, there is no way to come out of this dark well of ignorance. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 1.2, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahodito Gaurudaye Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamonudo. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. This material world is a dark well of ignorance. The fallen soul in this dark well must take shelter of the lotus feet of Gaur Nithai, for thus he can easily emerge from material existence. Without their strength, simply attempting to get out of the clutches of matter by speculative knowledge will be insufficient. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. Today in our presentation, we'll be discussing the beautiful pastimes of Lord Nityananda from Chaitanya Bhagavat. We will cover as much as possible the leelas of Lord Nityananda Prabhu as mentioned by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. We'll also speak on the tattva, the philosophy. We'll also have a comparative with our Srila Prabhupada, who is a most prominent and very powerful representation of Lord Nityananda Mahaprabhu, and we'll sing some bhajans also in between. So I was just thinking that during Guru Puja we sang this song, Nadia Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. There are so many beautiful songs on the glories of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. There is one beautiful song, Nitai Padakamala Koti Chandra Sushitala, Nitai Karuna Hobe Braje Radha Krishna Pabe. So we are all gathered here for praying to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, because without Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy we cannot approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a storehouse of mercy. Namo Mahavadanyaya, the most munificent incarnation so far who appeared in all the creation. Once in a day of Brahma, Lord Shyamasundara Krishna appears in the same Chatur Yuga, the same Lord Krishna, the same Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Goloka Dham, part of Navadvip, part of Goloka Dham also appears and distributes Krishna Prema, pure love water to everyone. So this is a wonderful opportunity to access again. Every year we get a chance to access, we get some mercy, and we are part of Kaliyuga means we are never satisfied. So it is good that we are never satisfied with enough mercy. We want more and more mercy. We want more and more money. We want more and more prasad. We want more and more, so many things. So let's aspire for more and more mercy. And to achieve mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the best way, shortcut, or in Hindi word we say, vashila, is to go through Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So today is a very, very auspicious day for the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are all aspiring for Nityananda Mahaprabhu's karuna, compassion. I was thinking, nowadays we are hearing a lot about China, right? They are speaking about coronavirus, right? Corona, right? Coronavirus. And we have gathered here for karuna ras. So while coronavirus is also going on everywhere, there is karuna ras also which is permeating in Kali Yuga for the next 10,000 years. We want to access that karuna ras and get affected by this karuna ras. We don't want to be affected by coronavirus, but we definitely want to be affected by karuna ras. So Nityananda Prabhu is the emblem of karuna ras. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the one who bought the ocean of Krishna Prem to this material world. But Nityananda Prabhu is the one who flooded that ocean. Tsunami. So we are looking for a tsunami, because Kali Yuga people are very lazy. They don't want to approach. They want everything sitting in one place, right? Like many times, I remember when we go for yatra, you know, and when we go for yatra we plan that, you know, we are going to Navadvip, Mayapur. I will take bath in Ganga regularly. And 3-4 days in Mayapur, we forget taking bath in Ganga. Even though Ganga is so close by, you know. And then we go to Jagannath Puri, take bath in the ocean. One time we take bath, but we don't take bath regularly. So we have that habit of taking things very lightly, cheaply. So to approach some reservoir of mercy, that also takes an effort from people in Kali Yuga. We have to go. Itna kaun jaayega? Itna kaun jaayega? But Nityananda Prabhu understands that. that people will not approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so let me bring Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to them. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that ocean of mercy is inundated and flooded. You know what happens when the flood comes? People at home, they get all the waters in their house. So that flooding takes place when Nityananda Prabhu decides that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, why should people even take one step? We have an understanding that people should take one step to God, God take 10 steps. But Nityananda Prabhu says, don't take any step, I will bring everything to you. All you have to do is accept it. All you have to do is accept it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful pastimes gets decorated more beautifully by the outline of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Therefore, Nityanando Saha Udito. Previously Lord Lakshman, then Lord Balaram, and now Lord Nityananda. Lakshman was the younger brother of Lord Ram. So he felt, as younger brother, I had to follow Lord Ram. Many things he told me I didn't like, but I had to do it. So the next time he came as elder brother, and he did many things which he wanted as his own style, but still ultimately he had to follow Krishna's style only, right? But this time he came with a style in which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also flat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this holy name, this Karuna Ras, in a way befitting everyone in Kali Yuga. But his outreach partner has to be a best partner. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And as sannyas, he could not reach everyone. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu came in to fill in all the gap which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as sannyasi could not do. And therefore, previously small brother, then big brother, and now partnership. So with partnership, now Lord Gaur Nithai are doing together what no one, not just in Kali Yuga, but even the demigods' planets, they are thinking what kind of mercy people in Kali Yuga are getting through the grace of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So many devotees, many acharyas give different references of Nityananda Prabhu's beautiful pastimes in Ekachakradham. Ekachakradham is in Birbhum district in West Bengal. Still very secluded, not much of accessibility. I would still say many people who go to Mayapur hardly go to Ekachakra even today. Right? Because Ekchakra, as soon as you think of Ekchakra, 4 hours of travel. Right? Not much to see. This is external vision of our eyes. And then we come back the same day. So I would say that if someone goes 3-4 times to Mayapur, generally, in that 4-5 times he may go once to Ekchakra. That too if something is arranged for him. He will not himself go out of his way, you know. So this is Ekchakra. Why Ekchakra is so secluded? Nityananda Prabhu was born in Ekachakra in Birbhum district. It is mentioned approximately there was a difference of 20 years or 10 to 20 years of gap between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu appeared before and he waited till Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his Sankirtan pastime. So what happens in Ekachakra Dham? Let's go through that. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat Adhi Khanda, chapter 9. The appearance pastimes of Lord Nityananda Mahaprabhu. So they said that the parents of Nityananda Prabhu, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati, they had no children for a very long time. Hadai Pandit was worshipping Lord Shiva. He was an ardent follower of Lord Shiva, but in the mood of serving him as Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu. There is still the beautiful deity of Lord Shiva there. In Ekachakra Gram, which Hadai Pandit worshipped daily. So out of his intense prayers, Lord Shiva's mercy, Lord Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the family of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. So it is said that this whole place of Ekachakra comes in a technical place called as Radha Desh. What is the meaning of the word Radha Desh? Sometimes devotees call it Radha Desh, but it's actually Radha Desh. Radha Desh is that place or that tract of land which is considered as impious, even in Bengal, where Ganga flows along with tributaries. If you open Google map, see a map of West Bengal, you will find Ganga coming from Bihar, that area, entering into West Bengal, Farakka Dam, and then all the tributaries, somewhere Ganga is flowing or Damodar river is flowing or this river is flowing, the whole Ganga is everywhere in Bengal. But within that West Bengal, there are some places where Ganga has not reached. So it's a traditional saying that those places where Ganga does not flow is a very sinful place. It's an impious place. People who stay there are very impious. So Radha Desh means that place where Ganga does not flow. Nityanand Prabhu appeared in that place to show what is the purpose of his incarnation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip where Ganga is flowing. Nityanand Prabhu decided to appear in that place where impious people stay and give them mercy. So his beginning of his pastime is from that place where mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to reach. So it is said that Lord Nityanand Prabhu, when he was born, as a small child he would play. As a small child everyone plays. But his playing pastimes were very, very decent, very, very formal. Lord Krishna came, he had naughty pastimes. Lord Balaram also had naughty pastimes. In the Ramayana, some sections of Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman as small childhood, child children playing in the house of Dashrath Maharaj or else in Vasishtha Muni's ashram, naughty pranks. But Nityanand Prabhu's pastimes are not naughty. Nityanand Prabhu played very formal, very wonderful pastimes. He would play with his friends enacting dramas. Their play was always dramas. Dramas from Krishna Leela, Ramalila, Bhagavatam, etc., etc. So one time, Padmavati Devi, she asked Nityanand Prabhu that, who has taught you all these leelas? I have never taught you, my father never taught you, but you know all those leelas and you do dramas. From where you heard these leelas? And Nityanand Prabhu very smartly said, these are my leelas, I know them since time immemorial. Of course, Padaya Pandit and Padmavati did not know who Nityanand Prabhu was. Yogama had covered their intelligence. So it is said that Nityanand Prabhu, he performed very beautiful pastimes. He was acting like a cowherd boy because he is Balaram, he is from Braj. It is said that one time Nityanand Prabhu saw Hadai Pandit preparing to go for Yatra. And along with him, many villagers were getting ready to go for Yatra along with Hadai Pandit. So he asked Hadai Pandit, where are you going? He said, we should go to holy places, take bath in holy rivers, because here Ganga is not flowing. So we are planning a Yatra, the men of this village, and we'll go to different places, take bath and come back. So Nityanand Prabhu did not like it. He said, why are you going? Everything is in Eki Chakra. He said, everything is in Eki Chakra. I don't see any rivers here. Nityanand Prabhu took his father, went to a open field, and Nityanand Prabhu banged his lotus feet in the ground and created a small pond. Water came out of that. And said, this place, all the holy rivers are coming from this underneath. You take bath here, you don't have to go anywhere else. And Nityanand Prabhu, on the occasion of all the holy rivers coming in Ek Chakra, decided to go for a party. So Nityanand Prabhu's party pastimes are different, you know. He likes to do parties on the banks of a river, banks of a lake, right? So here also he did a party. And because he's a coward boy, he does very simple parties. He said, all of you come assemble here. He arranged, Haraya Pandit, you arrange some big feast. What is a big feast? Chida Dahi. So Chida Dahi is not in Paniyati only, but Chida Dahi was Lord Nityanand Prabhu's favorite. He was very simple. Chida Dahi banao, khao, party karo. So he arranged a Chida Dahi party along Hantu Gada. This is a place which now that pond is called Hantu Gada, or also called as Janu Kund. Janu means actually not lotus feet, it was from the lotus knee of Nityanand Prabhu that the kund came. So this is a beautiful pastime of Nityanand Prabhu manifesting Chida Dahi pastime on Hantu Gada. Even today in Ek Chakra, on the day of Goshtashtami or Gopashtami, Ek Chakra, everyone assembles a very small pond, but there's a big festival where Chida Dahi program happens. Just similar to what happens in Panihati, on the Panihati Chida Dahi festival day, where Lord Nityanand Prabhu gave mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. So Nityanand Prabhu, morning and evening, he would play with his friends enacting dramas. So he would enact dramas from Vrindavan Leela of Krishna, from Dwarka Lila of Krishna. Like for example, he would write the script and he would tell all of his friends who would act what. So one time one of the friends of Nityananda Prabhu, he acted like a cow, Mother Earth approaching the demigods, right? The first chapter of Krishna book. So the Mother Earth comes and approaches all the demigods who are sitting in, like they are sitting on the rock as demigods, Indra, Chandra, Vayu. Nityananda Prabhu is one of the demigods sitting. And she approaches that, please help me, I am getting overburdened by demons who are acting as rulers. So demigods all think and said, well, this is beyond us, let's go to Brahmaji. So they go to Brahmaji, one person who is there, one boy sitting like a Brahmaji, and from behind two more boys put their head like this, the four heads. And then he says, this is beyond me, let's go to Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Well, one boy is acting as Shirodakshaya Vishnu, lying like this. So, don't worry, I will appear soon, go back. So this is one drama. The next drama continues. Then Vasudev and Devaki, they are getting married. And Kamsa is driving the chariot. And there is Akashvani. So that even that also drama Nityananda Prabhu enacted. The next drama is Krishna is born in a jail. Then Vasudev picks up Krishna, runs across the river and goes to the house of Nanda Maharaj, puts Krishna there, takes Yashoda's daughter and brings daughter to Mathura. So that pastime also Nityananda Prabhu enacted. Then the enactment of Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, killing of all, each and every demon, Putana, Shakatasur, Trinavarta, every Leela Nityananda Prabhu would do childhood pastimes, dramas on this Leelas. This is Krishna and Vrindavan. That was not enough. Krishna and Mathura. So Nityananda Prabhu would enact pastime of Krishna and Balaram entering Mathura. Then they would break that dhanush, Shiva dhanush. Then they would enter Rangabhumi and they would wrestle with Chanur and Mustika, and then killing of Kamsa. So all these beautiful pastimes were enacted. Now this is Krishna Leela. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu also would do Rama Leela. He would gather all of his friends, he would become Lakshman, he will make someone as Lord Ram. And they made a stone setu and enacted the pastime of Setu Bandha to go to Lanka. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, whenever he got a chance, he would take the role of Lakshman. If the drama had Lakshman role or Balaram role, he would take Lakshman or Balaram role. So in Ram Leela once, Lord Nityananda Prabhu took the role of Lakshman. And there was a fight between Lakshman and Indrajit. Now what happened, script was mentioned, the script was told, who was supposed to do what. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, when he would act, all the actors, they would stop acting because they would be just mesmerized. Because Lord Nityananda Prabhu act exactly like that pastime, because it was his pastime, right? For everyone else it was a drama, but for him it was a reenactment of his own pastimes. So in the fight between Indrajit and Lord Nityananda Prabhu as Lakshman, there was a scene where Indrajit would throw an arrow, which is nothing but a tree branch, you know, just throw a tree branch like that. So he hit Nityananda Prabhu and he fell down unconscious. And he did not get up. And everyone was surprised, they forgot the drama, they came running, they were moving Nityananda Prabhu, please get up, what happened? There was no life. They were surprised. Some of the boys ran home. Everyone in the village assembled because for them, Nityananda Prabhu was their life and soul. Ek Chakra was thriving. A once deserted place, always full of drought and famine, was now greening, was now overflowing with mercy because of Nityananda Prabhu, and that Nityananda Prabhu is now lifeless. So while the emotions were getting churned, Padmavati Devi was crying, Haraya Pandit was crying, the whole village is crying, one intelligent man says, why are you crying? So drama happened, all these things. Okay, what is the part of the drama? What is the next theme? What is the next scene? And suddenly one boy said, oh, we forgot the next theme. Nityananda Prabhu had told us that I will fall unconscious. Don't forget. There should be one boy who is Hanuman, who goes to some parvat, brings some herbs, and he makes me smell that herbs. So Hanumanji remembered, I forgot my role, you know. So Hanumanji ran, that boy, he brought some herbs, something, some tree here and there, leaves, and just he put in front of Nityananda Prabhu's beautiful nostrils, and Nityananda Prabhu jumped. So these are the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, enacting Ramalila. Nityananda enacted the pastime of Kapila Muni and Devahuti Mata. In this way, there are beautiful pastimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda enacted in the holy dham of Ekachakra. However, 12 years of Nityananda staying in Ekachakra, everything was going very nicely. This is material world. When everything goes very nicely, we think that it will go eternally. But Nityananda is teaching us that every good thing also has to end somewhere. So Nityananda, by his arrangement, one day, one strange sannyasi walks into Ekchakragram. He walks in and straight goes into the house of Adaya Pandit and says, "Can I stay with you for some days?" So Adaya Pandit is very happy. It's like, you know, Atiti Devo Bhava, great personality has come. He wants to stay in my house, getting a chance to serve him. So few days he serves this beautiful sannyasi, this nice devotee. And Nityananda is involved in, say, serving this sannyasi. And Adaya Pandit goes and tells sannyasi, "I'm so happy you gave me a chance to serve you. You are staying here. Please, do you want anything from me? Please be open. Please don't keep anything hidden. If you want anything, I'll do anything in my life to just serve you." So the sannyasi said that, you know, if you really want me to tell you what I want, then you promise me that you will give me what I ask for. So definitely I'll give you. You are a sannyasi, you are a great Vaishnava, how I can refuse you? Said, "I'm traveling alone, I'm a sannyasi. And many times when I'm traveling, I find a lot of difficulty because I'm alone. I need one assistant. So I see that your son, Nityananda Nitai, is a very good serving, he has good serving capacity, he serves me so nicely. Is it possible that you can give me as my assistant?" So these are the days, old days, when someone goes away from village for traveling, you do not know when he comes back. Aajkal to kya jaake hai, achha hai. Today if a father wants to send his son, he will be happy, chalo achha hai. Or some days there will be no mischief and all that thing, you know. But at least that time, Adaya Pandit, even to think Nityananda will go for one day out of his sight was terrible. And here is sannyasi who is just moving out of Krishna's will. There is no plan, you know. Like we have a scheduler, you know. Today we are here, tomorrow we are there, day after tomorrow. There is no plan. And he's going to move, he's going to take Nityananda with him. What about us? But he could not refuse because he has given his word. He agreed. Like Dashrath Maharaj agreed to give Ram Lakshman to Vishwamitra. But he did not agree inside, but he agreed from outside. And Nityananda walks out. As he walks out, again the whole village of Ekchakra becomes deserted. It is same now also. I would say that, you know, now we have a beautiful temple of ISKCON in Ekchakragram. But that took so many years, even to make a very small, simple temple. The temple was built, then it was stopped, half built was remaining for many long years, then again built. There are only two big buildings in the whole Ekchakragram dham and few small, maybe one story. Still a village. Nityananda left Ekchakra because he knew the purpose of his advent is to join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in propagating the Sankirtan Andolan. So he broke the heart of his parents. But he knew that he is sacrificing with the idea of reaching out to many people. This is the mood of Gaudiya Sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sacrificed. He took sannyas at a young age, went so that he could reach many people. Nityananda, same thing. Six Goswamis, they also left and came to Vrindavan. Narottam Das Thakur left. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidya Bhushan, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not want to leave Navadvip Dham. He hated Calcutta. But he came to Calcutta to preach. Right? And Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, left Vrindavan to go all over the world to preach Krishna consciousness. And because of their sacrifice, we are here, able to practice Krishna consciousness. So that is the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu moves out of Ekachakra. And now he is travelling. Who is this strange sannyasi? No one knows. Nor Vrindavan Das Thakur, nor Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami revealed. Who is this? Because as soon as Nityananda travels with his sannyasi, within a short time, Nityan Prabhu is traveling alone. The sannyasi is nowhere in picture. It is not like Nityan Prabhu is traveling with sannyasi for next 20 years, Nityan Prabhu is traveling, but traveling alone. So there's a beautiful description Chaitanya Bhagavat mentioned about where all Nityan Prabhu traveled, which all places he went, and what all the different leelas he exhibited. So it is said that not Nityan Prabhu he traveled, but Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions he did not preach because he waited for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to start his Sankirtan and then he will assist. He had come as in the role of an assistant preacher. So he was waiting for the main preacher to start his preaching. So Nityan Prabhu, during his 20 years of traveling, he went to literally entire of India, traveling from north to south, from east to west. He went to Prayag, attended the Magh Mela, took bath in Ganges. Went to Mathura, took bath in Yamuna at a Vishram Ghat. Went to Govardhan, traversed 12 forests of Vrindavan. Then he went to Hastinapur. When he went to Hastinapur, Lord Nityanapur remembered his own pastime of how as Balaramji he was going to drag the whole Hastinapur into Yamuna. When Nityanapur remembered his own pastime, he cried tears, profuse tears. And people around him were thinking, why this person is crying? But no one knew. Because Nityan Prabhu never revealed, and I had not come for preaching. So he was relishing his own pastime. He just kept crying till he was in his Hastinapur, and then he moved. Next, it is mentioned that he went to Dwarka. After that, he went to South India. Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions that the travel of Nityan Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not in chronological order. Right? As and when Indavandas Thakur or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami were revealed whatever pastimes, they would mention that in the book. So Dwarka, from Dwarka, Nityan Prabhu went to south, went to Kanchipuram, went to Naimisharani again, north, came to Ayodhya. In Ayodhya, they went to this place where Lord Nityan Prabhu remembered this is the first place where Lord Ram and Sita, on their exile, first day, stayed. And that was the place of King Guha, the tribal king. So when Nityan Prabhu came there, he remembered his pastime as Lord Lakshman. And there also he cried tears of ecstasy. And no one knew why he was crying. From there, Nityan Prabhu went to Haridwar. Nityan Prabhu came back to Madurai. So he's traveling all over India. Madurai. Then he went to Sri Shailam. And there he went to the temple of Lord Shiva and Parvati. Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions, he actually met Shiva and Parvati and there was a dialogue between Shiva and Parvati and Nityan Prabhu. Parvati went and cooked a beautiful feast which Nityan Prabhu and Lord Shiva, they both ate. So while describing this pastime, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions, no one knows what was the discussion happening between Lord Shiva, Parvati and Nityan Prabhu. Then it is mentioned that he went from there to Srirangam, then went to Kanyakumari, then went to Badrinath. And from Badrinath it is mentioned that then he went to Pandharpur. And then Pandharpur, amazing pastime happened. In Pandharpur, out of many pastimes, Loknath Maharaj was mentioning one of his class. Pandharpur is a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came in a search of his brother Vishwarup. And there he was mentioned that here is the place where Vishwarup entered into Samadhi. Right? But Loknath Maharaj mentioned that there is no Samadhi in any place, not any mention of who Vishwarup was. Even though there is a lot of mention of many acharyas, during that time, if Vishwarup, like such a great personality, is there, if he was there in Shankararanya Swami, was there in Pandharpur, and there are so many, people or great saints of that time, if their pastimes are all known to people in Maharashtra, why the pastime of Vishwarup is not known in Maharashtra? Well, some say he entered Samadhi there. Loknath Maharaj mentioning he did not enter Samadhi. He was waiting for Lord Nityanapu to come. When Lord Nityanapu came, Vishwarupu entered his pastime by entering into the body of Lord Nityanapu. Like that. So Nityanapu was staying in Pandharpur Dham. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So Nityanapu had stayed in the Pandharpur Dham for many days. He had not begun preaching. He stayed in Pandharpur Dham for many days because there was a reason. The reason was a great Vaishnava, Lakshmipati Tirtha, was supposed to come there, who was going to initiate Lord Nityanand Prabhu. So Lakshmipati Tirtha, who is in Madhva Sampradaya line, if you open our Bhagavad Gita book, we will see the whole parampara. In this Before like Madhavendrapuri, there is Lakshmipati Tirtha. So Madhavendrapuri, it is mentioned, he took initiation, either Diksha or Shiksha from Lakshmipati Tirtha. So Lakshmipati Tirtha, he was there. And Lakshmipati Tirtha happened to be worshipping Lord Balaram. So he had deity of Balaram, he would worship Lord Balaram regularly, even in Pandarpur Dham. So one particular night when Lakshmipati Tirtha was sleeping, he was remembering Lord Balaram. He would chant Balaram's name even while sleeping. So while doing so, he got a dream of Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram had come on a chariot. He was carrying a plow. Lord Balaram was smiling at Lakshmipati Tirtha and said, "I am very pleased with your service. Now I am going to give a very important mission to you. Tomorrow one young boy would come roaming to you. Like an avadhoot, he will travel, he will come to you. Please initiate him. And this is the mantra you chant in his ear." And Balaram, he chanted that mantra in the ear of Lakshmipati Tirtha. So Lakshmipati Tirtha, after the dream got over, he woke up. He was happy to hear Balaramji's beautiful instructions. And he was waiting the next day. The whole day went by, nothing happened, you know. And just in the evening time, walks in Nityanand Prabhu, looking out for Lakshmipati Tirtha. As soon as he sees Lakshmipati Tirtha, he offers full obeisances. Now Lakshmipati Tirtha has no clue who Nityanand Prabhu is all about. But he is simply attracted by the beauty of Nityanand Prabhu. And because he is ordered by Lord Balaram, Lakshmipati Tirtha says that I am waiting for you. And Nityanand Prabhu says, "Yes, I am also waiting for you." And then Lakshmipati Tirtha, the same mantra which Lord Balaram had chanted into his ears, the same mantra is chanting into the ear of same Balaram who is appearing as Nityanand Prabhu. And initiates him. And Nityanand Prabhu offers obeisance and goes away. Now that very night, again a dream comes when Lord Balaram is standing there smiling and Lord Balaram transforms into Lord Nityanand Prabhu. And the Lakshmipati Tirtha got an idea. "Oh, I actually could not recognize my own Lord." That separation was so intense that Lakshmipati Tirtha could not keep his life. In Pandharpur, he was intensely waiting and longing for meeting Nityanand Prabhu. In that longing, he left his body in Pandharpur. Well, Nityanand Prabhu, because the mission is accomplished, now Nityanand Prabhu started traveling. Now Nityanand Prabhu traveled, and on the way of his travel, somewhere in south, he met Madhavendrapuri Goswami. So Madhavendrapuri Goswami was like his god brother. So as soon as they met each other, it is mentioned, the ecstatic symptom of Nityanand Prabhu and the ecstatic symptoms of Madhavendrapuri Goswami, they erupted like a volcanic eruption. And it is said that they discuss beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. They chanted together, and it is mentioned that Nityanand Prabhu accepted Madhavendrapuri Goswami as a Shiksha Guru. And then they parted their ways, and Nityanand Prabhu travelled from there to Jagannath Puri, saw the beautiful deity of Lord Jagannath, saw his own deity of Lord Balaram. From Jagannath Puri, then he went to Ganga Sagar. From Ganga Sagar, he was very close to Navadvip, but he did not go to Navadvip because time had not come. He did not go to Navadvip. Instead, he went to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, at Shringar Vat, he was waiting. He is waiting to get a clue. He waited there for many, many years with the idea that the time will come when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will complete his scholarly pastimes in Navadvip, will start the congregational chanting of the holy name, Sankirtan movement, and that is the time when I will join him. So with that pretext, Nityanand Prabhu waited, and a time came ripe when he got a signal. Nityanand Prabhu left Vrindavan straight to go to Navadvip Dham. Now Chaitanya Bhagavat mentions in details the meeting of Lord Nityanand Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, this is somewhere in, I guess, Madhya Khanda of Chaitanya Bhagavata. There is Shruti Phal. I will speak the Shruti Phal first, then I will speak the Katha. If anyone hears this beautiful meeting of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityanand Prabhu and the ecstatic symptoms they manifested, just by hearing them, one will develop Krishna Prem, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions. So Nityanand Prabhu came to Navadvip Dham. He went directly to the house of one devotee, Nandan Acharya, and hid there. Meanwhile, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already inaugurated the Yuga Dharma. He suddenly came in front of the devotees and said, "Yesterday night I got an amazing dream. There was a personality as radiant as millions of moons. He was wearing blue. He was carrying a big plow in his hand. He was driving a chariot. And he was driving through Navadvip and he was asking, where is the house of Nimaya Pandit? Where is the house of Nimaya Pandit?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I am waiting for this great personality to arrive in Navadvip." And now no one knew the clue what's happening there. Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions that all these great personalities were come from spiritual world to participate in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow or other, they did not know who each other were. So they were mingling as devotees, you know, Prabhuji, Mataji, but they were not knowing each Chandra and I am Indra, never. To facilitate that pastime, no one knew who each other was. So now it is Nityananda Prabhu enters into Navadvip Dham. And suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Today that great personality has arrived in Navadvip. Shrivas Thakur come, Haridas Thakur come, go and search throughout Navadvip and find this personality and bring him here." 9 hours of search throughout Navadvip, each and every house they claim they went. They come back and said, "There is no one in Navadvip who has come today, who has come yesterday. No one has any clue about it." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, "Okay, I will personally take you now." So all the devotees come, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to introduce now Nityananda Prabhu, right? Because no one knew Nityananda Prabhu. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings everyone to the house of Nandanacharya. Mahaprabhu enters into the house of Nandanacharya and there is Nityananda Prabhu standing, because he is also knowing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming now. And both of them face each other. For the first time in this Leela, they face each other. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is drinking the beauty of Nityananda Prabhu, not blinking his eyes. Nityananda Prabhu is drinking the beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not blinking eyes. For hours together, they are drinking each other's beauty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also aware. Everyone is watching what's happening. Who is this person? Suddenly he has come, no one knows him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turns to Srivas Thakur and chants some Bhagavatam verse. So Srivas Thakur chants one verse of Bhagavatam depicting Krishna's beauty. Hearing that verse, Nityananda Prabhu goes into ecstasy. He starts trembling. All the symptoms of ecstasy are seen in his body. He trembles and finally falls down unconscious. And everyone is surprised, because no one had seen such Mahabhav apart from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in any other devotee's life. So they are wondering who this personality is. He is a devotee, but he is a special devotee. Right? So all that Mahabhav is there and everyone is waiting what to do now. He is completely intoxicated and is now lying fainted. Mahaprabhu says, "Srivas Thakur, chant one more verse." He chants one more verse. Nityananda Prabhu jumps, stands up, again ecstasy. Again one more verse, intoxicated, falls down. And everyone is wondering how to hold him now. Everyone is trying to hold Nityananda Prabhu, but no one is able to hold him. Finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself holds Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu is lying in the arms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, "This is the great miracle. That same Krishna, the same Lord Narayan is lying on the bed of Ananta. Today they have changed roles. Today Nityananda Prabhu is lying in the arms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as if having millions of mouths, starts glorifying the qualities of Nityananda Prabhu. He gives an introduction. For example, when you begin a class, someone comes and gives an introduction, right? But he gave an introduction which was bigger than the class. Long introduction of who this Nityananda Prabhu is. Then everyone understands who Nityananda Prabhu is all about. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Nityananda Prabhu, now we want to hear from you. We heard that you appeared in Ekchakragram. Where did you travel 20 years? We want to know where all you traveled." And Nityananda Prabhu sits down and in the whole assembly he speaks about his traveling. And then he mentions that he has traveled all places waiting for this day to come. And today he has come because... And then he starts glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with millions of mouths. That what is the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation? The spreading of Sankirtan. Therefore I have come here to assist him. So these are the beautiful pastimes which has taken place in the house of Nandanacharya, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu together met for the very first time. Immediately it is mentioned, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Srivas Thakur that Nityanand Prabhu will stay at your house. So for Nityanand Prabhu, Srivas Thakur was like his father and Malini was like his mother. So in his house, Srivas Thakur, Nityanand Prabhu performed many childhood pastimes. Even though he was grown up, but he was performing childhood pastimes there. So Malini Mataji also felt very motherly affection for Nityanand Prabhu. And there are many pastimes which Malini Mataji and Srivas Thakur did not reveal to any devotees. And no one knows in the world what happened there. Because the beautiful childhood pastimes of Krishna or pastimes of Lord Chaitanya or now pastimes of Lord Nityananda was revealed to this beautiful couple, Srivas Thakur and Malini. One day, Devi was cleaning the vessels of the puja paraphernalia of Srivas Thakur. Suddenly one crow came in, picked up one ghee lamp and flew away. Malini Devi became upset. She was upset because Srivas Thakur was very meticulous in his puja. The puja time had come and if one paraphernalia was missing, she felt that it was a great disrespect, apradh. In that worry, she was started crying. Nityanand Prabhu was around. He said, "Why are you crying?" She mentioned the whole story. Nityanand Prabhu saw in the direction of the sky and said, "Crow, where are you? Come here." And back the crow comes. Said, "You took the lamp of Malini Devi. Bring the lamp back." The crow flies, bring the lamp back and keeps it. Malini surprised, and she faints. She has never seen such a thing in her life, you know. The crow comes back and keeps the lamp and all that. So these are the beautiful, transcendental, out-of-box pastimes of Nityanand Prabhu. And there are hundreds and millions of pastimes like that. It is mentioned that Nityanand Prabhu would also go to the house of Sachi Mata, and because Sachi Mata also was like, for her, like mother. As soon as he would go, he would many times demand like a small child. Once he went to Lord Sachi Devi's house, he said, "I want to eat something, give me some sweets." Sachi Mata got 5 sweets, different types. Nityanand Prabhu picked one, ate one sweet, threw the 4 on the ground. Sachi Mata was surprised. Why he threw such a nice, special sweet, you know, milk sweets. And Nityanand Prabhu said, "I want more sweets." Sachi Mata went inside the kitchen because there was not much, but still she went and just let me check one or two here and there. And she finds that 4 sweets which he had thrown in the ground were on the plate there. She was surprised. She picks up those 4, brings in. She was holding those 4 sweets in her hands and watching that Nityanand Prabhu picking those 4 sweets, or duplicate sweets, or rather same sweets, double, from the ground and eating. And Sachi Mata is surprised, who this Lord Nityanand Prabhu is all about? So in this way, Nityanand Prabhu performed amazing pastimes in the house of Srivas Thakur, in the house of Sachi Mata. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged for... It is mentioned he arranged for the Vyas Puja ceremony of Nityanand Prabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this way there are many pastimes, time is short, we will go ahead. Anyways, coming to this point of one pastime, which is a famous pastime which every devotee knows about Nityanand Prabhu delivering Jagai Madhai. So since we already know the pastime, many of us, in short, we know that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur to go and preach door to door, beg. Akarodha Paramananda Nityanandaram Abhimana Shunya. So without any personal prestige, Nityanand Prabhu would go beg door to door with straw in his teeth and tell everyone, Bolo Krishna, Kaho Krishna. Please chant the names of Krishna. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Purana. So while doing that preaching activity, they came across Jagai Madhai. The most sinful, wretched, not just in Kali, not just in Navadvip, not just in Bengal, not just in Bharatvarsh, but the entire 14 planetary systems were not glorifying, by condemning them for the sinful activities. We'll come back to Yamaraj's quote later. But we'll speak about who this Jagai Madhai were. So Nityanand Prabhu approaches Jagai Madhai and tells them to chant Hare Krishna. So they run after Nityanand Prabhu to heed him. Somehow the Nityanand Prabhu and Haridas Thakur escape. But that's not enough. Nityanand Prabhu already decided that Jagai Madhai should get mercy. So next day again, Nityanand Prabhu approaches Jagai Madhai. And this time, it is mentioned, Madhai, he hits Nityan Poo's forehead with that pot of liquor. And blood oozes out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in with chakra in his hand to kill both of them. Nityan Poo pleads, this is not the age of chakra, this is the age of mercy. And Jagai Madai, in a short moment, they became not just Vaishnavas, they became pure devotees, Mahabhagavats, transformation, short time. So we are looking very short time, right? Many times we want short, everything shortcut, short. So actually, that shortcut is possible. If we approach in the right mood, one person, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And today is the right day to approach him. Because today, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is always merciful, today is more merciful. So coming back to the pastime, now Jagai Madhai became Mahabhagavats. The news reached all over the universe. Brahmaji and Shivji would regularly come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and take part in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a disguised form to get some mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But today was something which was beyond their imagination. Jagai Madhai, whom they had already known about, they became Mahabhagavat. So their head also was reeling. How it's possible? So Brahmaji was thinking, Jagai Madhai can get mercy. Brahmaji was talking to Lord Shiva, we also can get mercy. Definitely we are better than Jagai Madhai. So while they're discussing, there is another discussion happening in Yamaloka. Where Yamaraj walks in, he gets a faint samachar. Maybe he got a message or WhatsApp, a clue, a link. Jagai Madhai become pure devotees. So he presses the link, you know. And the link takes him to Chitragupta. Chitragupta, give me the updates of Jagai Madhai. Chitragupta said, what can I say? I'll give you past update. Before I give you current update. The past update is, these guys are so sinful that if every scribe in our planet of Yamaloka, they start narrating the books of accounts of their sinful activity. And he mentions 1 lakh of those scribes start reading those accounts for 1 month. And Yamaraj, if you get 1 lakh years to hear those scribes speaking, after 1 month, they would not even finish one fraction of their sins. And they mentioned that even the people, our own staff is getting overworked, overstressed, heavy depression because of the sin, just writing down the sinful activities of Jagai and Madhai. But today a miracle has happened. By Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, that whole huge Mount Everest, our Mount Everest, or Mount Sumeru's account, has got nullified. When Yamaraj heard that, Yamaraj went into ecstasy and fainted. Never in the history of Yamaraj's life, while dealing with his office, he has fainted. By seeing him, everyone faints, 100%. But he fainted hearing Jagai Madhai's account. And now when he fainted, now Yamadutas and Chitragupta had never seen such a scene. Yamaraj fainting. So they were thinking what to do. Should be a doctor, a vaidya, what? And at that time, Brahmaji and Shivji got the news that Yamaraj has fainted. So they come to Yamaloka and they mentioned, don't worry, this fainting is not out of some disease. It is out of ecstasy. Then told Yamaduta and Chitragupta, chant the names of Krishna in the ears of your master. So they all chant Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yamaraj jumps up. And then Brahmaji and Shivji mentioned, before he faints again, start kirtan. So the transcendental kirtan, Yamadutas are leading kirtan, Chitragupta is leading kirtan, Brahmaji is leading kirtan, Shivji is leading kirtan, and Yamaraj is dancing. In that ecstasy, Brahmaji loses understanding where he is chanting, where he is dancing, Shivji forgets doing tandav nritya, Yamaraj forgets, Yamadutas are also amazed, our master can dance so nicely also in kirtan. Yamduta start dancing. So unique sight, and they all come down to actually watch. We Yamraj ne abhi tak kaan se suna tha na, abhi aankhon dekha hal. He wanted to see what's happening down, and Yamraj comes down to see. He really sees from his eyes Chagai and Madhai, now Jagadananda and Madhavananda. They are dancing in ecstasy in the holy name, Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. This is the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. It's a beautiful bhajan. Nitaya Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala. Can you sing this bhajan? Is it okay? Purushottam Prabhu, would you like to sing this bhajan? Nitaya Pada Kamala. We'll sing this bhajan and then we'll join back to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu entering into the house of a pretender sannyasi.
Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala.
Nitai Pada
Je Chaya Jagat Jura Je Chaya Jagat Jura Heno nitai bine bha Radha Krishna paite na Drida kori dharo nitai bha Drida kori dharo nitai pa Se sambandha nahi ja Brita janma gelo ta Se papa shu bodo dura cha Se papa shu bodo dura cha Nitai na bolilo mukhe majilo samsara sukhe Vidya kule ki koribe ta Thank you. विद्या कुले की कोरी बेता। अहंकारे मत होया नीताय पाद पाशरिया। असत्येर सत्य कोरी मानी। असत्येर सत्य कोरी मानी। नीताये करुणा बे ब्रज राधा कृष्ण पाबे। दारो नीताय चरण दुखानी। धारो नीताय चरण दुखानी। नीताये चरण सत्य ताहार सेवक नित्य। नीताय पाद सदा कुरु आशा। नीताय पाद सदा कुरु नरोत्तम बड़ो दुखी नीताय मोरे करो सुखी। नरोत्तम बड़ो दुखी नीताय मोरे करो सुखी। राखो रंग चरणीर पास। राखो रंग चरणीर पा। नीताय पाद कमल कोटि चंद्र सुशीतल।
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Purushottam Prabhu. And so, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are manifesting their beautiful pastimes in Navadvip of Sankirtan. One day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they were doing Sankirtan alone, just two of them. two-man party. So while going on the banks of Ganga and chanting the holy names, they felt a little tired, transcendental tiredness. They saw a house. They thought, let us go into the house and ask for some water and some rest we'll take. So enter the house, they saw the house. They were welcomed by a sannyasi, by a person wearing saffron. So they were happy, oh, very good, we are entering into an ashram. As soon as they entered into the place, they realized it is not an ashram, it is a house, with household paraphernalia. So there is a confusion, sannyasi and a house. Anyway, they don't mind, Nityananda is leading the way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu follows. So then sannyasi says, I am so happy that you great people have come to my house, and I want to get some special mercy, special things for you, for your pleasure. And then calls for his wife. Said, bring, please bring fruits for a guest. So Nityananda was surprised. Wife, sannyasi, house and a wife. But still Nityananda is there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also remains there. Fruits come in. Nityananda and Chaitanya honor that fruit. And then he's glorifying the guest, Atithyo Deva Bhava, something like which a sannyasi should speak or like a lecture kind of thing, you know. And then he says, after finishing the fruits, now I'll give you something special, said Nityananda's wife. Get them bliss. So Nityananda says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is bliss? We have heard about fruits, we have heard about juice, but never bliss, you know. And out comes that wife of sannyasi bringing in wine. When Nityananda sees wine, he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and without even speaking, they both run out of the house with their clothes on. They jump into Ganga and take bath. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur is analyzing. Nityananda got a clue already. Sannyasi, house, wife. By that time, Nityananda did not jump into Ganga. Why he waited? Because Nityananda did not mind waiting and giving mercy. He gave them opportunity to serve. If they are all bogus, but if they are serving bona fide way, there is chance for them to be, there is chance for transformation. So what he was saying, that they will come and give fruits to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda did not mind. He gave that opportunity for that sannyasi who was a pretender, a bogus sannyasi. But when he got bliss, wine, then Nityananda, now this is beyond our realm of Krishna consciousness. We cannot extend so much, you know. We can't take the wine and give him chance to serve us. And that time Nityananda said, now this is too much contamination. So they jumped into the Ganga. So this is to the limit of how Nityananda enters into someone's life. Right? In a whole parampara, if you see, all our acharyas, they follow this mood of Nityananda. They have gone beyond their own seema of their practice of Krishna consciousness to accommodate people and preach to them. Srila Prabhupada was very strong in his own principles, but he accommodated people. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, very strong. No, none of his disciples would ever follow what he would do. But he accommodated. Bhaktivinoda Thakur accommodated. Right? Everyone in parampara accommodating. So this is the power of Sri Guru. Nityananda Prabhu is the sum total of all gurus. The Gaur Govind Maharaj mentions a beautiful, wonderful understanding of Nityananda Prabhu and Radharani. See, both of them, Krishna can be approached. We mentioned Krishna can be approached through his devotees. Right? So we can approach Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Nityananda Prabhu and through Radharani. Radhashtami, we pray, Radharani, please give me mercy to Krishna. If Radharani recommends, Krishna will not refuse. If Nityananda recommends, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not refuse. So how to understand these two tattva? Gaur Govind Maharaj mentions, to pick a person from where he is, how fallen, Nityananda tattva takes up the job. Wherever that person is, Nityananda picks that person and brings him to Krishna consciousness. But the higher rasas, for that Nityananda transfers him to Radharani. To understand the higher rasas of Krishna consciousness, taking shelter of Gopi Vartu Pada Kamala Yora Das Das Dasanu Das, all those things, everything I had, Nityananda transfers all the jivas to the account of Radharani. Now she will give shelter and she will take them to Krishna. But to pick them from down to the lowest stoop where they are lying, Nityananda walks in there. Sri Guru also travels, like Nityananda Prabhu traveled all over the holy places, all over places. Sri Guru also travels to pick up people like Jagaya Madhaya. Srila Prabhupada traveled all over the world, right? And wherever he traveled, he gave an angle of Krishna consciousness which the devotees never thought of. Like, for example, Srila Prabhupada was once traveling in Japan. We are the association of Bhurijan Prabhu. Fortunately, some other, I was reading this book, My Glorious Master, a beautiful pastime from his book. He was traveling in Japan, and there was a place called as Kobe in Japan, where Srila Prabhupada was being taken by Sudama Prabhu and Bhurijan Prabhu to go for a satsang program. There were hardly any devotees that time. So there was choice. Choice was either a flight or bullet train. So they thought, let's take Prabhupada by bullet train. Prabhupada must have not experienced what is bullet train. You know? So they had something like, you know, 1,000 kilometers per hour or miles per hour. Our bullet train is yet to come, so we do not know. So anyways, so Prabhupada sat in the bullet train. And Prabhupada, this bullet train is traveling at the speed of such and such high speed. Very fast, Prabhupada. So they were mentioning Prabhupada. What is this technology? So Prabhupada turned to both of them and said, they are going very fast, but you do not know where they are going. So this is the role of Sri Guru, you know. We get enamored by the material energy, all the advancement, technology which we use in Krishna's service, but Sri Guru has to intervene and tell everything. This is matter and this is spirit. Separate them. Understand what is the role of Krishna consciousness. Where are they traveling? They are traveling at a very high speed without even knowing where they are going. What is going to happen? Big disaster. And Prabhupada smiled and quoted a story of Vidyapati. Prabhupada said there was a Vidyapati, very famous poet. He was one day traveling in a village. And he saw one man was sitting on a tree branch. On the very branch he was sitting, he was with an axe cutting that branch. So Vidyapati was thinking, what is he doing? He is going to break the branch and himself fall down with the branch. So, hey, what are you doing? Don't you understand? You are breaking this branch. When the branch breaks, you will also fall down. So this person who is on the tree is saying, you are envious of me. Because you are seeing that I am getting better opportunity than you in my life. And you are in a mood of criticism. You should find good things in others, not find faults in others. So Vidyapati was thinking, I am trying to give him good advice. But maybe he has to fall down and realize what is his condition. So okay, no problem. Then he walks off. And sure enough, this fellow is hitting the axe on the branch and the branch breaks. And he also falls down. Later realizes, hey, that man was saying right. So he runs after Vidyapati and said, hey, you look to be astrologer, you know. Whatever you predicted happened. So Prabhupada smiled and laughed. We are already saying so many things to this materialistic person in our books. Take up Krishna consciousness. This materialist civilization is like cats and dogs and going at high speed. But no one is realizing. When they will fall, they will realize, then they will come to Hare Krishna movement. And they say, you are taking right, you are all astrologers, you know. So Prabhupada actually, through his vision, he opened many of our eyes. Then there is one beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada. It is, Prabhupada was flying from Singapore to Australia. It was in a flight. And there was a big screen on which there was an action movie which was going on. So Prabhupada said action movie. And exactly when Prabhupada sat on the seat, there was a big action scene. There was an actor. So Prabhupada also watching. And devotee watching also. Prabhupada was watching a film, an action film. So that actor was running. He was climbing a mountain. And the villain, his old troop, you know, they were shooting bullets. Something happened, some bullet hit the body of the hero. He tumbled down, only to get up again, and again run. And he was running, then the bomb was there thrown at him. And the bomb exploded, and the hero fell down. There was no life, and suddenly got up, and again he ran. So Prabhupada turned to this devotee and said, he's still alive. So Prabhupada's statement of he's still alive, this dude is, I never thought in that way. That Prabhupada is watching this movie of action, this person is going through so much of tribulation, 100% any person in this material world would have died. But to just that keep that Maya illusion going on, because if the film ends there only, hero dies, what will happen? No one will watch the film, right? but they're creating an excitement and keeping the hero alive. So Prabhupada just turned around his face, took his mala and said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, you have seen Time magazine? Time magazine is a very famous magazine. He said, if you see Time magazine, the whole material world looks very beautiful there. But if you read our books, the reality comes in, what this material world is all about. Therefore, as devotees of Krishna consciousness, we need to see whatever bombardment from material world is going to come anyways. We don't have to go and access them. They will access us, right? Newspapers, magazines, wherever you go, people are going to speak. And the internet is right now in a mobile. Everything we're accessing. So that bombardment in our life is more. But this bombardment is less. So what's happening? We live more into reality, a so-called reality of this material world of bombardments. So we need to again and again remind us by hearing, by reading Prabhupada books, that even though there may be some reality there, but it's actually a temporary reality. The main reality is the understanding of Krishna consciousness, how this material world is temporary place. Today there is one misery, tomorrow there will be another misery. I was with Rajvihari who was sharing a shayari with me. I don't remember shayari, but I'll tell you what exactly shayari was all about. He was mentioning that this samsara, this dunya ka dastur bada gazab hai. Something like that. This dunya's, this material world's way of style is such an amazing thing that one new pain is the solution for the old pain. You got the point? If you have pain in your life, you are worried about it. That worry goes away, not when the pain is gone, when new pain comes in. Because now you are focusing on the new pain. And the old pain is there, but you forgot on the old pain. So the pain has no solution. The only solution is new pain. And that's what everything is happening. Anything happening in the material world outside, when someone is just focusing a lot on that, wait for the next pain to come. This situation will not change, but the new situation will attract our attention. So Srila Prabhupada has actually showed us the reality through his books. One devotee was sharing with me that any person walks into the ISKCON movement, in 6 months he understands this material world is Sukhalayam, no Dukhalayam, Ashashvatam. And there is spiritual world, we have come from spiritual world. Even in 6 months you will understand, Yane Renaye. Jana hai. This is how Srila Prabhupada, who has bought mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, people stooped in Galyuga can also get revelation in 6 months, at least they understand. Shaman Prabhu mentioned that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, not that only 6 months, in 6 months, such a person who becomes a devotee, he will say that I want to go back home, back to God in this life. Right now he is not chanting also properly. But he says, I want to go back to God in this lifetime. Right? And not only that, he will say, I want to go to Golok Vrindavan. And not only that, in the mood of gopis, highest, in 6 months. This is the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. The whole realm of Krishna consciousness opens up to a person who is just a new devotee, new person. So, it is mentioned that Srila Prabhupada, in his way, he traveled all over the world to propagate the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. One time a disciple came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I have read in your books. I was very curious to hear from you whether it is really true or not. Prabhupada said, what did you read? Prabhupada, I read that Guru always resides in the heart of his disciple. Prabhupada, is it really true? Prabhupada said, what do you think? Prabhupada said, I don't know, Prabhupada, I'm asking you. If it is mentioned in the books, it has to be true. So the devotee asked, so Prabhupada, which means that you are my guru, you always reside in my heart. And Prabhupada saw him sternly and said, if you allow me, I will reside. Srila Prabhupada was once traveling morning walk. One devotee asked, Prabhupada, why Krishna made this material world? Prabhupada said, for enjoyment. And Prabhupada turned, not yours, Krishna's enjoyment. Another morning walk. Prabhupada, why Krishna made this material world? Prabhupada said, for enjoyment. Prabhupada turns around. But we do not know how to enjoy. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have come to teach how to enjoy in this material world by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada was once, I was mentioning about a bullet train to Kobe. So Prabhupada reached Kobe. So a Sindhi community had arranged a program for Prabhupada. So Prabhupada went, a small auditorium, few Indian people had assembled. There was one seat. Prabhupada sat on a seat and gave a lecture. Now they had arranged two in one. They had also called a Mayavadi sannyasi to come and speak along with Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was speaking and then he realized there was a Mayavadi sannyasi sitting there. So Prabhupada began his speech, finished his speech, and Prabhupada kept sitting there. So the organizer came and said, Swamiji, you please sit there. Now this person will come and sit in your place, this Vyasasan, and he will give a lecture. Prabhupada said, why should I go? I'll sit here only. He did not move. So they were thinking, they went to Burjan Prabhu and asked Sudama Prabhu, please tell your spiritual master. My spiritual master saying that once a representative of Vyasadeva is sitting in Vyasasan, why should someone else sit? He will not leave the chair. So Prabhupada sat there only. So finally the organizer realized that there's no point now. So wherever the person was sitting, the sannyasi, he began to speak from there in the audience. So Prabhupada was hearing him. And the person began to speak. 5 minutes he spoke. Afterwards Prabhupada became frowning. So he picked up his kartal. And while the lecture is going on, chanted, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And what kind of, the two devotees, they also started, you know, Prabhu Ditya. And everyone surprised. What is this? Swamiji is first not getting off the seat and now he is chanting in between when the person is speaking. So the program ended. The sannyasi was upset. He walked away. And the organizers were also upset, but they could not tell anything because Prabhupada was so elderly and a big Hare Krishna Swami. So while going back, so Burjan Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, because the lecture was in Hindi, the Mayavadi was speaking in Hindi. Prabhupada, I understand that you did not get up from the seat because this person was a Mayavadi. He should not take your place. He will speak something Mayavadi. But why you began Kirtan? Prabhupada said, I was hearing his talk. For first 5 minutes, he spoke very much in sense. But after 5 minutes, he began Mayavad. How can I tolerate Mayavad? So I began Kirtan. This Kirtan is better than that Mayavad is speaking. So this is Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada, in the line of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, has opened up Krishna consciousness movement to each and every person. This Hare Krishna movement is the expanded mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Right? This is Mayapur. Long back, many years back, Jayapataka Maharaj was leading a Gaur Purnima program, a Pandal program, where thousands and thousands of Bengali devotees had come from all over West Bengal to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gaur Purnima and Mayapur Dham in our temple, ISKCON temple. So there was a big Pandal. Jayapataka Maharaj was there. When his health was very good, he was there. And because, you know, when there's a lot of crowd, a lot of commotion, you know, very difficult to give a lecture also. So Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj arranged for a video. When video starts, everyone keeps quiet, you know. So there was a video. The video was this golden avatar in Bengali. So the video went for 20 minutes. Everyone was quiet. Everyone was watching the video. As soon as golden avatar video over, again commotion. Everyone talking together. No one is hearing. Michael was like, ah, chup beto. Like, no one is hearing. Jayapataka Maharaj takes the mic and said, now we will show another video of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Purushottam Maharaj said, Maharaj, but we only have one video of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in ISKCON. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar. And Jayapataka Maharaj said, show them the ISKCON world video, the Hare Krishna world. But Maharaj, it is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu video, it is Hare Krishna, our ISKCON video. And Maharaj said, do you think Hare Krishna ISKCON is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela? That time Purushottam Maharaj said, it dawned upon me. I was thinking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is over. You know, ISKCON is doing something here, preaching. 500 years by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But when Jayapataka Maharaj told me so sternly, I understood that actually today's preaching, what Srila Prabhupada has done, and now after Srila Prabhupada, whatever is happening, is all mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. And Purushottam Maharaj mentions this, speaking this pastime, he mentions that what is the reason that when we have kirtans going on, right? Hours together devotees dance, right? Why? Because in that kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda appear. And because of that, there is so much of ecstasy. People who are having problem with their bodies also dance, chant. Later they again, they press their knees, everything. But during that chanting and dancing, they don't forget the whole body. For hours together. After 1 hour of kirtan, again, hari bol, more kirtan. Where it comes from? It is not seen in the material world. No one will do like that. Outside they have Ganeshotsav party. They drink and they dance. Right? But here we keep on chanting, keep on dancing because there is this invisible mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda in that kirtan. This ISKCON society, the mercy of Nityananda we can see because here we see in our ISKCON society, all walks of people are coming in. We have multimillionaires, we have very poor people also. All together in temple hall, in our programs, right? I remember one time I was traveling, I went to one place and there was a beautiful program happening there. Many devotees had come. Some devotees came and said, Prabhuji, Hari Bol, how are you? So I did not know who they were, so I said, how are you? Aap kaun hai? So talking to devotees, one devotee I met, I said, Prabhuji, I am working in railways. Oh, you are working in railways? What do you work as? Because we have some devotees working in railway, right? They are in a signal department, they are train. They drive the trains or they are in very high position in railways. They are doctors in railways. We have heard about doctors and with accountants in railways. We had signal inspectors in railways. This person had told you, I am an hamal in railways. Hamal? Coolie. Achha. So you carry the porters and all. No, I am different hamal. What hamal giri you do? So, Prabhuji, what accident happened, na? Then I had to go and pick up that body. And you pick up this body for how many years? 15 saal ho gaya Prabhuji, 15 years. Every day koi na koi hota hi hai. So every day his job is to pick. And he's chanting 16 rounds, Kanti Dhari, Hare Krishna. So when I saw him, dhoti kurta, tilak, maybe if I had seen him in the railway station in his attire of professional attire, then I would have thought he's hamal. Lekin usko dekh ke lag raha hai, hamal nahi hai. So then he told him graphic stories of what he does, which I'll not tell you all of you here. But he told when the bomb blast happened, the same station where he was working, the bomb blast happened. And what all he did when the bomb blast happened in that first class compartment. And I was mentioning, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Here in satsang program, in that satsang program, there had one devotee who was a multi-millionaire who had come. He was taking prasadam and next to sitting he was a hamal. Who was already taking the same prasadam, chanting the same Hare Krishna mantra. And when they were wearing the devotional attire, there was no difference. They were all together. Hari Bol Prabhuji, kaise? Bahut din ke baad mile, mere prarthna karo. This is the talk between the multi-millionaire and the hamal. This is Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. You go anywhere now, all around the world. In our ISKCON Chowpatti, we have a big variety here. We have Vada Pav Walas devotees. We have canteen wallahs as devotees. Then we have best motivational speakers in the whole world as devotees here, chanting and dancing with us. Right? And there are hundreds of devotees who do not know also who they are, what they are doing. But they are good devotees practicing Krishna consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I mentioned earlier, he, when he bought the love of Godhead, he created a boundary. A channel, systematic. Water should go from here, water should go from here. Nityananda was thinking, once in lifetime of Brahma, this water of Krishna Prema has come down. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why is channelizing things, you know? He went and broke open the whole channel. He said, let the water go wherever the water wants to go. Aniya premere vanya bhasailo apani. Nityananda Prabhu, he created tsunami in that Krishna Prem ocean. And not only tsunami, people were trying to run away from tsunami. Nityananda caught them and dunked them in the tsunami. Bhasa Iravani. Go in, Jagai Madai. You don't want mercy? I want to give you mercy. Go in. So this is the powerful movement of the Hare Krishna, which the Prabhupada has started. just in the line of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, where each and every person walking in gets the mercy, access to the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's further pastimes are mentioned in the Antya Khand of Chaitanya Bhagavat, which mentions Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was now in Nilachal as a sannyasi, Jagannath Puri Dham. Nityananda Prabhu came with all the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy with Nityananda Prabhu. He said, "Why are you coming to Jagannath Puri and staying with me for 4 months? You should preach. I left Bengal, now you preach." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu that I have taken sannyas because I saw as sannyasi people bow down to me, especially those who are erudite scholars. And I approached them and made them devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was referring the case of Prakashanand Saraswati, was referring the case of Sarvabhoum Bhattacharya Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "But while doing so, I am not able to approach the masses. I can't go to places where sannyasis are forbidden to go. But I want to reach them." "Nityananda Prabhu, you are a udhuta. I am a sannyasi, I can't go." "Nityananda Prabhu, you get married. You go to each and every place where I can't go and deliver the mercy. And please don't come to Jagannath Puri. Go and preach in Bengal." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu took the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and moved from Nilachal and went to Bengal in that mood of preaching. It is mentioned, the first place Nityananda Prabhu went from Nilachal was Panihati. In Panihati, Nityananda Prabhu stayed in the house of Raghav Pandit. And there, Nityananda Prabhu asked his own associate, Madhav Ghosh, to lead Kirtan. And the Kirtan, it just grew and grew, hours together, days together, 3 days non-stop Kirtan. Broke the record of Kirtan Mela also. At least asleep in the night. 3 days non-stop and no one felt tired. Everyone was jumping. Someone was dancing on the tree top. Because if someone is dancing for hours together in one place, he'll get bored. He needs a new place, right? So the floor was covered. Now where to go? So rooftop, tree top, and devotees were dancing. Someone was dancing on the edge of a branch and not falling. Nityananda Prabhu's Kirtan could create such an effect. After the Kirtan was over, Nityananda Prabhu saw the house of Raghav Pandit. There was this Vishnu Asan. Nityananda Prabhu went and sat there on the Vishnu Asan. And he said, "Raghav Pandit, now I have come here. Garland me with Kadamba flowers." And Raghav Pandit was thinking, Kadamba flowers where I will get? But he knew, Nityananda Prabhu has said, Kadamba flowers means something will be there. So he went out into the garden where they had trees. And he found strange, on a Nimbu ka jhaad, lime tree, there are Kadamba flowers. So he picked up all the Kadamba flowers, made a garland and garlanded Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu was very happy. He said, "Begin Kirtan again." This was the preaching exploits of Nityananda Prabhu. It is mentioned that when the Kirtan was going on, suddenly the whole house was filled with fragrance of Damanaka flowers. In Mumbai, we do not know the Damanaka flowers. But Damanaka is a special flower which you will find in Bengal and Odisha. In Jagannath worship, they use Damanaka flower. But they grow only once in a while. Damanaka flower. Everyone was thinking, where the fragrance is coming on? Who is wearing Damanaka flower garland? And no one has a clue. You know. And then Nityananda Prabhu told, "You do not know, but I can see. Because we are chanting so nicely, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri wearing Damanaka flowers garland has now come to this place. You may not see him, but I am seeing him. He is taking part in our Kirtan and is very happy with the Kirtan going on." This was Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati. Nityananda Prabhu moves on. He goes from the banks of Ganga, and on that banks, whatever villages come, he goes and showers mercy. He goes to the place where Das Gadadhar, one of his confidential associates, stays, gives him full mercy and said, "What I am doing, you also do," and moves on. Das Gadadhar gets surcharged with Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Das Gadadhar wants to now preach, and he is watching around. Nityananda Prabhu is sabko devotee bana diya yahan par. Everyone in this whole town has become devotee, but this Kazi has not become a devotee. So Gadadhar Pandit thinking, "I should make Kazi into devotee now. Kazi into devotee." Whole day is thinking. In the night time he could not sleep. He thinks, "Now I will go now midnight and make Kazi into devotee." He walks in, bangs the door of Kazi, and Kazi is sleeping. He gets up. "Who is there?" "Kazi, get out. Come here." to Kazi. He's Das Gadadhari, he knows Das Gadadhari. He said, what happened? Midnight you come. I have come here to make you chant Hari. So he was surprised. Midnight someone is waking up. Someone like Das Gadadhari, a simple person, he said, you want chant Hari? He said, abhi raat ho gayi, kal aao, kal chant, I'll chant Hari tomorrow. And Das Gadadhari mentions, I have made you chant Hari now only. And I was thinking, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, their mercy has gone to each and every person in this village, except you. How I can sleep without that happening? So therefore I came and made you chant Hari. I'll be tomorrow again, I'll make you chant more. And he went away home. These are the pastimes of the associates of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu walks more further. From Panihati, he goes to Das Gadadhari place. From there he goes to Kardaha. He meets his devotee Purandar Pandit. From there, it is mentioned they go to Saptagram and go to the house of Uddharandar Thakur. I am not mentioning what's happening here because same pastime which happened in Panihati is happening all these places. Then from Uddharandar Thakur's place, then Nityananda Prabhu goes to Shantipur, meets Advaita Acharya. For many days they have discussion about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Right? From Shantipur, Lord Nityananda Prabhu goes to Mayapur. And Mayapur, it is mentioned that he stays in the house of Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata is alone now, right? He stays there in the house. And it is at this time that Nityananda Prabhu performs amazing pastimes all over Mayapur. Right? And one of those pastimes is the pastime of the leader of dacoits. So Nityananda Prabhu is somewhere in Kuliagram, which is Mayapur, which is now modern Navadvip town. And he's staying in the house of Hiranya Pandit. So Nityananda Prabhu, when he goes on Sankirtan, he would wear beautiful dresses and ornaments, jewelries. So when dacoit, one smuggler sees this and he thinks, I should go and steal, rob Nityananda Prabhu. So he has a big gang. So they decide that we'll rob Nityananda Prabhu. So they understand the hideout of Nityananda Prabhu is Hiranya Pandit's house. So the first day in the evening they go, they are all hiding, waiting for the night to come, and enter into the house and loot Nityananda Prabhu and run away. So they're discussing and they're saying, all of you be alert. So they are encouraging each other. Don't, this is the only one time we have to do this activity. This one loot and we don't have to steal any time in our life. And they're all very confident. We'll do it. As soon as the sun sets, moon rises, the light goes off in the house. Don't know what happens. All these bandits who are very well known for waking up and being alert in the night time, they also fall asleep. The very place we are sitting, they fall asleep. Only to be woken up in the morning with crows cawing. And they wake up and say, hey, well, I slept, why you don't wake up? I was also sleeping, how can I wake you up? So they run away from that place. They go back to the hideout and say, they think that because we did not worship Chandi Devi today, nicely, so therefore we missed our opportunity. So they worship Chandi Devi, offer wine, flesh, and get full blessings, wear all the kavach, Chandi kavach, and come next day again to steal from Nityananda Prabhu. As they come, they are surprised because there are thousands of devotees in the house, outside the house of Nityananda Prabhu, and they are all guarding the house of Nityananda Prabhu. Said, Hari, Hari, Hari. And thinking, what happened today? Today also we cannot do our activity because there are a lot of guards here today. So they go back. But they had not given up hope. Third day they come. And today we think today is auspicious day. And there are no guards. And Nityananda Prabhu is in the house alone. Today in the night we'll enter the house and we will loot him. So night time they all get up and they run towards the house only to find themselves falling into ditch. Ditch full of sewage, thorny bushes, mosquitoes biting. And they're all shouting, please save us, please save us. Initially they chant, please save us, please save us. And this the leader, he understands, no one can save us. This for last 3 days in the history of my, all these activities of thievery, it has never happened that I failed. I'm failing for the first time for continuous 3 times. This means that this person is not ordinary. So then they chant loudly the names of Nityananda Prabhu. And chant Nityananda Prabhu's name, immediately all the bad effects or the pain they were receiving from the thorns and the mosquitoes, they all disappear. They all come out and Nityananda Prabhu standing there and they offer obeisance to Nityananda Prabhu and the whole bandit the group of dacoits, they became all pure devotees. This is Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So Nityananda Prabhu, from, it is mentioned, Mayapur, then he goes to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he goes to Jagannath Puri, that time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in his own garden, sitting there. Nityananda Prabhu goes there and meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they discuss beautiful pastimes of Krishna. After some time, they start arguing with each other. There's argument. And Vrindavan Das Thakur warns all the readers. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they argue, never ever take any one person's side. If you take any one person's side, you will go to hell. Those arguments are also transcendental. So if the argument is over, then again they are in ecstasy, talking to each other, discussing Krishna Katha. Nityananda Prabhu goes to Tota Gopinath, walks in the house of Gadadhar Pandit, and tells, from Bengal, I have got a special rice for you, because you worship the deities of Tota Gopinath so nicely. So you please cook this rice with spinach and offer you Tota Gopinath. And after that I'll come to honor this prasadam. So Gadadhar Pandit makes beautiful rice and spinach offered to Tota Gopinath. And then he brings in the prasadam. Nityananda comes in, I am waiting for the prasadam from the hands of Gadadhar Pandit, who is none other than Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets a hint, he also comes in. And there is a beautiful prasadam pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit savoring the beautiful rice offered and then eaten by Tota Gopinath. It is mentioned, devotees, they watch this whole thing. They are waiting when these three devotees will get up. As soon as the three devotees get up, they walk out to wash their hands. It is mentioned there is a mob lynching. All the devotees run on that plate. Whatever they can get, plate, part of the plate or rice or anything, there is a big loot there. So this is a bona fide pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu in the house of Gadadhar Pandit. So in this way, there are beautiful pastimes which take place between Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the dham of Nilachal. Nityananda Prabhu now, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered him to get married, Nityananda Prabhu goes in directly to Kalna. And there is Suryadas Sarakela. He has two daughters, Vasudha and Janava. So pastime is quite long, shortened the whole thing, that they both get married to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Because Suryadas Sarakela gets a dream of Lord Balaram, and then in that dream he gets a revelation that he is the husband for both the daughters. So both the daughters marry. And Nityananda Prabhu then he shifts from Kalna to his house in Kardaha, stays in Kardaha. From Vasudha, Nityananda Prabhu gets two children, Veera Chandra and Ganga. And it is mentioned Vasudha is the incarnation of Varuni and Janava is the incarnation of Revati. So while Nityananda Prabhu is manifesting his pastime in Mayapur, one Brahmana is looking at Nityananda Prabhu and he is having a doubt on Nityananda Prabhu's character. He is thinking, what kind of sannyasi this is? He is avadhut. This is before marriage of Nityananda Prabhu. So with that doubt in mind, he wants to clarify his doubt, but he cannot ask any devotee in Navadvip because he will be misunderstood. So he travels all the way from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri to directly ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about his doubt. He goes to Mahaprabhu and says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to ask, I am not able to understand this Brahmana, this sannyasi. He calls himself a sannyasi. He doesn't wear saffron. He always wears luxurious dress, ornaments on his body. How can he be sannyasi? And he should carry a rod as a sannyasi in his hand, but he's carrying an iron rod. And wherever he goes, he always stays in the house of Shudras. He stays in Brahmana's house. So this is completely, I'm having a lot of doubt about this character of Nityananda Prabhu. Please tell me, how can I understand Nityananda Prabhu? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very stern and says, he says many things, but one thing is very clear. He says that, you know, please do not go on the externals of a devotee. That devotee, if he is a very advanced devotee, he has lost control over his externals. He is always in his internal consciousness. So unless you have access to his internal consciousness, don't look at his externals. If you look at his externals, nothing will happen to him, but you will suffer miserably life after life in hellish plants. So therefore, devotees like Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who are Mahabhagavats, they have to be adored, they have to be worshipped, and they have to be their teachings have to be followed in our life. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resolved the doubt of this Brahmana, and he came happily back to Navadvip Mayapur and started worshipping Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So in this way we find Lord Nityananda Prabhu, his mercy is for everyone. In fact, if we access the Shastras, we will analyze that literally every devotee, associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got mercy through the medium of Nityananda Prabhu. Let's take for example, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. They were in Ramakeli, right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ramakeli along with Nityananda Prabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never left a message for them to come. It was Nityananda Prabhu who went to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and tell them, now you want mercy? The best time is in the night time, when your king is not watching you. And then tells them that you wear normal clothes and you come in this fashion, with Dante, Trinadhari, bow down at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give you mercy. It was Nityananda Prabhu's plan of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would give mercy to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was waiting to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But up and until he came to meet Nityananda Prabhu at Panihati and performed the Chiradai festival and got the mercy, then he could realize his dreams. And then he went to Jagannath Puri and surrendered his life to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur, it is mentioned he was one of the last disciples of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. How he got mercy? It is mentioned Lord Nityananda Prabhu himself came in his dream, gave him initiation and revealed to him that you already received mercy through your mother Narayani, right? And she has got mercy of Mahaprabhu. So you start writing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Vrindavan Das Thakur had never seen those pastimes. But Nityananda Prabhu inspired him with those pastimes and he wrote the whole Chaitanya Bhagavata, which is one of the literatures from which we get information of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was staying in Bengal in the house of his brother, who was also a devotee. But Nityananda Prabhu's associate, Miniketan Ramdas, comes in and the brother offends Miniketan Ramdas. And Miniketan Ramdas is very disturbed and he goes away. And the night time, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gets a dream of Nityananda Prabhu, said, you should not stay in the house where my associates are getting offended. Move out from this place. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami thinks everything is going nice, you know, it's a nice Krishna conscious family here, I'm staying here, chanting Hare Krishna and all that. But Nityananda Prabhu says, move out of this place, go to Vrindavan. He doesn't know what he will do, but he knows Nityananda Prabhu is sending me to Vrindavan, there is a mission for me. He goes to Vrindavan, he's a very elderly person. And there he gets association of Raghunath Das Goswami, who is morning and evening speaking on Gaura Leela, right? He's speaking on Gaura Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. He hears that whole thing and then someone inspires him. Now we should write a book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So taking that inspiration at the fact, a very, very elderly age of 90 plus years, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He mentions that the initial pastime Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very beautifully described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Navadvip pastime. So I'm going to mention them very briefly, but I'm going to focus on the later pastimes, which Vrindavan Das Thakur could not mention because of his ecstasy. So I will take that theme and mention the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as sannyasi. So Chaitanya Charitamrita Granth has come because of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. We are understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu something because of these two literatures. Narottam Das Thakur, right? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into Padma River. He deposited all of his prema in Padma River and told Nityananda Prabhu, when time comes ripe, Narottam will appear in Ketuvadigram. You inspire him to come to Padma River and deposit this prema in his heart. When Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Narottam Das Thakur got that prema and then he went on traveling, preaching the holy name of Krishna. So you find here that how, in this way, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy has reached us through all the devotees. And the via medium is Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be approached directly, but through the medium of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, it becomes more easy, more nicely. Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture and Prabhupada was mentioning that if you want Krishna consciousness in this age of Kali Yuga, we need to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada paused and said, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot be accessed without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So we have to approach Nityananda Prabhu. And Prabhupada paused and said, but we cannot access mercy of Nityananda Prabhu unless we approach Jagayan Madhai. Jagayan Madhai. So Prabhupada mentioned that Nityananda Prabhu's mission is to get Jagai Madhai, make them devotees. His mission is not fulfilled yet. So if you want really mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, participate in the Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada mentioned, and help in the preaching mission of Nityananda Prabhu. Right? He's already Adinath Maharaj mentioning a beautiful point that Srila Prabhupada's mastermind, he created a ISKCON which is like a boat. All you have to do is enter the boat and do something on the boat. In your participating in the Nityananda Prabhu's preaching mission of approaching Jagai Madhai. It is not that everyone has to go outside and catch some Jagai Madhai and preach to him. You just a part of the mission. If someone is in the temple here brooming, deity worship, cooking prasadam, or garland seva, or book distribution, or actually frontline preaching, everyone is one together. We are all helping each other to fulfill Lord Nityananda Prabhu's dream of approaching Jagai and Madhai. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was traveling all over the world. He came to South America. The only country visited in South America was Venezuela. And there in the city of Venezuela, Caracas, Prabhupada came and he saw the beautiful deities of Gaur Nithai, small deities of Gaur Nithai. And Prabhupada began his kirtan. Paramakaruna Pahuduijana. Now we sing this song, but Prabhupada was singing this song with proper context. He is coming to this country for the very first time, right? And here he finds so many devotees waiting for him. He's surprised. Not surprised. He's amazed at the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And therefore when he sings this beautiful song, just as he starts singing, he stops singing because he's choked up. He goes into ecstasy. And there's a silence. And most of the devotees are new devotees. They're thinking, what happened? Srila Prabhupada stopped singing. They don't know what is ecstasy and all that. Some senior devotees understand. And they wait for some time and then begin kirtan. And Prabhupada, he opens his eyes and said, continue kirtan. And Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada experiencing the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? This beautiful song, Parama Karuna, Pahuduijana, Nitai Gaurachandra, Sabha Avatara Sara Shiromani, Kevala Ananda Kanda. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Nothing else but only Ananda. Srila Prabhupada was once approached by one devotee and asked Prabhupada, what is the duty of a guru? What is the duty of a disciple? Prabhupada thought for some time. Prabhupada said, duty of the guru is to serve Krishna. And the duty of a disciple is to assist his guru in serving him, serving Krishna. And Prabhupada elaborated. So if whatever service is given by guru to his disciple, he should not think the service is small or service is big. He should not think how long Guru Maharaj had to serve. Please never ask these questions. You are getting a chance. While doing that service, the only thing is, this is my spiritual master's service to Krishna. I am assisting my guru. So if you are brooming or cleaning or cutting vegetables or cooking or even doing other things in Krishna consciousness, we should focus. It is not that I am doing it for Krishna. My Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, would have to do everything himself. Cutting, brooming, because this is his temple. These are his duties. But he is giving me an opportunity to also take part in this service. So if that mood prevails in our service, then that disciple will always be very close to his guru in terms of his mission, in terms of his vision. And through that, transparent via medium, that disciple will access the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, who is always waiting to give mercy. So this is the beautiful pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. There are many more pastimes, but we'll like to end here.